Time now for sports with Jared Sleppy.
The Oaks girls basketball team lost a tough one last night, final score 34-33 against Aberdeen Christian. Lakin Roney led the way in scoring with 14 points, with 12 of those coming in the first quarter, and Emma Mugley finished with 9. With the loss, they fall to 5-3, and they're back in action tonight again against Barnes County North at 6 o'clock, 5:45 pregame right here on the Tornado. And following that will be the boys' game. The boys' team also has a game on Saturday at home against Aberdeen Christian, starting at 3:30. In high school basketball action across the state on the boys' side, in Class B, Central Cass won against Winemere-Lidgerwood 70-42. Medina-Pingree Buchanan defeated Griggs-McCota 52-44. Edgley-Cullen-Montpelier defeated Napoleon-GS 67-43. Ellendale defeated Kidder County 51-28. And Carrington won at South Border 51-43. And in the girls' side in Class B, Region 1, Maple River won against Enderlin 63-49. Central Cass won at Northern Cass 72-45. Richland won against Lisbon 61-45. And Kindred defeated Sargent County 62-33. In Region 3, District 5, it was Edgley-Cullen-Montpelier winning again at South Border 78-49. They continue their undefeated season. Carrington won at Ellendale 54-13. And Lamoure-Litchfield-Marion won against Medina-Pingree-Buchanan 55-39. And in Region 3, District 6, Linton HMB defeated Central McLean 39-32, and Loyola Frederick defeated Strasburg Zeeland 53-43. The Minnesota Timberwolves are in action tonight from Oklahoma City against the Thunder. They look to complete the home-and-home sweep tonight at 7 o'clock. The Minnesota Wild get their first win in almost a month as they defeat the Boston Bruins 3-2. Their next game will be on Saturday at home versus the Washington Capitals at 7 o'clock. The NDSU Bison football team seeking for another championship. They'll be in action tomorrow at 11 a.m. from Frisco, Texas, taking on Montana State. You can catch the game right here on the Tornado with pregame starting at 10 a.m. NDSU women's basketball wins 74-68 over the University of Denver, and Emily Dietz had a historical night as she became the 35th Bison player to reach 1,000 career points. With your local sports, I'm Jared Sleppy for NewsDakota.com.